From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Authoritarian Uzbek leader Islam Karimov has died. The Uzbekistan government and parliament announced the death of President Karimov in a joint statement on Friday. The 78-year-old Karimov will be buried on September 3rd in his hometown of Samarkand, according to the statement. Karimov has been an authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. He suppressed the opposition and had not designated a successor. James Nixie is the head of the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House. He says that Uzbekistan's future remains cloudy.
There may be a plan, but we just don't know it yet, and nobody knows it yet outside of the innermost circle of senior Uzbek civil servants and politicians.
The human rights group Amnesty International said in a statement Friday that with the death of Karimov, Uzbekistan's repressive regime is not likely to change. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has released 58 pages of documents from its investigation of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's controversial use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. The documents include technical details of how the server in Clinton's basement in her New York home was set up. Last month, the FBI closed its year-long probe into whether Clinton and her aides mishandled sensitive information that flowed through the private server. FBI Director James Comey called her actions extremely careless, but said that his agents had found no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. This is VOA News.